hear the rain coming through the microphones that we have here. It's picked up in intensity.
8:17 left here in the first half, second quarter. Fourth down and six. Ball on the 47-yard line here for the Caseville Eagles in all-engaged territory.
Two receivers flip wide in each direction. Cole Simmons once again operating from the shotgun. Takes the snap, drops back to throw. Looking down the field, had a man open, but overthrown was the intended target, Cameron Ashmore. And the ball will go over on downs to the all-engaged Bulldogs.
Ashmore had good separation from Jake Warak. The pass just not on the money there for him to reach for it.
Fifth possession of the afternoon for the Caseville Eagles. The first one ended on downs. The next three ended in a punt. And this one here goes over on downs back to the Owen Gates Bulldogs, who on their four possessions in this first half have scored on each one. They hold a 30-0 lead.
Hey, I'm really appreciated about this press box. I remember last year I got soaked. I think Mr. Kennedy remembers that. And they actually provided some umbrellas for us to stay dry. So I'm really appreciated the press box that the booster tape put together.
Handoff goes right up the middle. That's been good on the carry, and good is tripped up at the 50-yard line. A pickup of a couple yards on the play, second down and eight coming up.
Helping out on the tackle there is Zach Gerstenberger of the Caseville Eagles.
Well, I can safely tell you, and anybody can tell you, that water and electronics do not mix. So it's good that we're inside today, because laptops, mixer boards would all be shorting out, and we'd all be in trouble.
They got a good, pretty good sports program here. You know, they have volleyball, basketball, baseball, also, and now football. So
wide receiver slip wide in each direction. Ben Good on the carry as he goes straight up the middle. Short of first down yardage, though. He'll be stopped short by about a yard, yard and a half here. So third down coming up for the all-engaged Bulldogs.
Once again, number 34, Cole Simmons of the Caseville Eagles. Good wrapping up the tackling, grabbing the feet, tripping them up, and bringing them down. Not that high tackling that you see, and can slip away, especially in this weather, but stronger is been good there as a running back. But just good tackling there by Simmons for Caseville.
One receiver split wide in each direction once again as Jake Wright steps up under center, calls out the play. Now he'll pitch it out on the option. It is Quinn Smith. Smith, the ball carrier, breaks free. Smith sidestepping the out-of-bounds line, cuts it back across the middle, and heads into the end zone. That will be a touchdown for the all-engaged Bulldogs.
That is third touchdown?
Or yes, that is number four.
Number four. Ooh.
A 43-yard touchdown run.
He zigzagged down the field on that one, too, breaking some tackles. Went from right, diagonal to the left, into the corner for the end zone. 36-0 right now, 6:50 to go here in the first half of the second quarter.
And the conversion try coming up, the Bulldogs will go for two. Once again, they'll come out with a receiver split wide in each direction. Right up under center. Hands it off, and walking into the end zone will be number 44, Ben Good, with the two-point conversion. 38-0 with 6:50 to play here in the first half. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM. Let's take a 60-second commercial timeout. We'll be right back. It's High School Football on WLEW.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cutaback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Welcome back to Caseville. A 38-0 lead for the all-engaged Bulldogs. 6:50 to play here in this first half. Coming up at the half, as I mentioned earlier, we will go through the scoring summary. It's been the Quinn Smith show this afternoon. Four touchdowns in the afternoon.
As it has been throughout the whole season for all-engaged.
As the Bulldogs once again set to kick off, Ben Good. A short kick that will be fielded at the 48-yard line by the Eagles. They'll have it right there, first and 10, picked up out there by number 12, Zach Gerstenberger.
Smart to just fall on the ball. That's the old rule, even in the NFL. Don't try to pick it up, fall right on it.
Oh, don't get fancy, because with it wet, you try and pick it up and run with it, and you never know what's going to happen. So
not a bad field position also, about 49, 48-yard line on the Caseville side.
And, Eddie, I don't know if you looked at the program close here, but you look at the assistant coaches, Jason Pierce for the Caseville Eagles, a familiar name. He was once on the opposite side of the field with the Owen Gage Bulldogs. He was their head coach when they played 11-man football.
Listen, everybody in the Thumb, in the 8-player league, and even 11-player, really have big support here for Caseville to start a program here.
So Jason Pierce bringing the experience to the Eagle football program. Cameron Ashmore on the carry on first down, dropped in the backfield for a loss. He'll lose about 3 on the play, so second and 13 coming up here for the Eagles.
Having a hard time getting some proper footing there as he tried to make a little juke move there. It kind of slipped there, slowed him up, and then he just fell.
Had a chance to talk with Jason Pierce many times during our Coach's Corner football programs in our preseason previews for WLEW, and just a fantastic interview and a fantastic young man to talk to.
Loves Thumb football, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Second and 13 coming up here for the Eagles. The handoff goes straight through the middle. Cole Simmons, the ball carrier, and Simmons tripped up near the line of scrimmage. He'll get about a yard on the play. Third down coming up here for Caseville.
Dan Good able to close that hole up the middle. There was the tackle there for Owen Gage.
Third down and 11 for the Eagles. They trail 38-0 coming up on 5:50 left to play in this first half.
And what Caseville Eagles are trying to do, trying to mix it up, you know, with the wing tee offense in 8-player style and also spread offense. Right now they've been concentrating on the wing tee, having some success during that first offensive series there.
Two receivers split wide in each direction. Cole Simmons operating from the shotgun. A snap that bounced off of the face mask of Simmons. He was just forced to fall on it right there, so that'll set up fourth down, and they'll actually credit him with a loss of a couple yards.
As soon as I say that, I jinx them.
So fourth down coming up here for the Eagles, 5:15 to go in the first half.
Wondering what they'll do here. Doesn't appear to see any punting unit out there right now. It'll be fourth down and 11.
No, they will punt it away as Brandon Jimkowski now drops back into punt formation. Pick number 44, Ben Good, was back deep for the return, but looks like they're going to try and send everybody in and try and block this kick. Jimkowski does get the ball away.
Nice punt.
Yeah, nice end-over-end punt that will bounce and go out of bounds inside the 25-yard line. We'll see where they mark it here.
And I say that was a good punt because, like you said, Rick, Owen Gage looked like they're going to try to go in and block that punt. And he was able to get that punt off good right down the middle. The wind might have carried it out of bounds also, but it was also over the head of the punt returner also for Owen Gage.
They'll mark it out at the 24. I mean, just shy of the 25-yard line, so it's officially the 24-yard line. First and 10 for the Bulldogs.
It's like getting a kickoff there, so. Not bad.
38-0 lead, and they have 4:46 to work with. Although, as we've seen in this first half, Eddie, that doesn't take them long to break free and get into the end zone. So, plenty of time left in this first half as the Eagles, or the Bulldogs, come up to the line of scrimmage. Jake Wright will pitch it out, and it's going to be Quinn Smith on the carry. Smith with all kinds of running room as he crossed the 50 into Caseville territory. He'll be brought down as he's tied up inside the 40 at the 39-yard line.
Number 23, Cameron Ashmore. And also number 12, Zach Gerstenberger, pushing him out of bounds to prevent that big run.
And saving a touchdown because Smith was starting to turn on the afterburners, and he broken free. He would have been into the end zone for 6, but nonetheless, he got out of it. Was knocked out of bounds. That'll stop the clock here with 4:36 left to go in the half. And the Bulldogs come up to the line of scrimmage operating on first down. One receiver split wide each direction. They'll run out of the I formation. Right back to throw. Looking to the middle of the field. Has a man open, and it's caught. David Finder on the catch, and a penalty marker comes flying in. This would be pass interference against the Eagles.
Yeah, it looks like Earth might have had a hold of on him there.
But he made the catch nonetheless, so the catch will stand, and it'll be a first down here for the Bulldogs. First down just outside the 10-yard line, it looks like.
Definitely in the red zone here. We'll see what the official says here.
4:27 left to go in the first half as the official comes to confer with the captain, Ben Good, to see what he would like his Bulldogs to do.
Ben Good, a senior, number 44.
I wonder if any of these kids play basketball.
They've got the height here.
You know, just to say, you've got several six-foot-plus kids out there, and Tom Kennedy is shaking his head yes, but he does play basketball. So I would have to think that the Owen Gage basketball program should be pretty decent this year,